All right, guys, life can get hectic really fast. It feels like there's no time and we're always on the go. When you get overwhelmed with life's daily tasks, responsibilities, and unexpected challenges, important things like our health tend to fall to the wayside. Well, my friend, Healthy Cell is here to make taking care of yourself a priority. Healthy Cell makes getting back in the driver's seat much easier. They have an innovative approach to the pill format by using this awesome gel. This vitamin-packed, nutrient-dense gel can be taken by itself, mixed in your drink, or blended with your morning smoothie. Healthy Cell offers supplement packs to enhance your performance, focus, and well-being. Take control of your mental, physical, and physiological health with Healthy Cell. If this is something that you've been thinking about implementing, tap this episode, scroll to our show notes, and click the link for significant savings today. All right, click that link to support your health and our mission today. Now, enjoy the rest of the show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. We are coming to you from Savannah, Georgia, and are just so grateful that you're joining us today and for being the type of person that cares enough to care about yourself and to listen to a life-giving podcast that is going to open your mind and bring forth just some more awareness about self and about others, about relationships and about the world around us. That's what we're here for. And this season, we are talking about sexual addiction and compulsivity, how that might be wreaking havoc on your life or on the life of somebody who you love, you care about, or just better understanding the relationship that maybe you once had with somebody suffering from sexual addiction and what that looks like and how it impacts you. So please do stick with us. We have a short episode today, but it's going to be a powerful one. We are talking about sponsorship, meetings, and shit I don't want to hear. That is the title for today. Sponsors, meetings, and shit I don't want to hear. I think it's really important to honor every single person who has resistance that comes up inside of them when it comes to any type of group setting, any type of therapeutic process, or any type of meeting, okay? I just think it doesn't matter if you're carrying shame or not. There are a lot of reasons that you're going to have resistance that comes up around these activities. And I just need to pause, take a breath, and say, I honor that. I honor that about each and every one of you and me who has either anxiety, overwhelm, other defense mechanisms, or just intense resistance around these activities that we know are on the other side life-giving. I mean, we know it because we see the results, right? And so I'm a psychotherapist. If you've not been listening to this podcast before, if this is the first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so happy to have you join us on the Direct Impact Podcast. And we hope that you'll subscribe and be a regular listener. But I am a psychotherapist, but I'm talking today about 12-step programming because I believe that it complements the therapeutic process. It is my belief. It is my bias. It is also just my professional experience in working in the field of addiction recovery for coming up on or over now 20 plus years. So I really want to pause, and I didn't want to get through the whole season without talking about the benefits of engaging in a 12-step program to enhance your therapeutic process of abstinence, sobriety, and recovery. Okay. So let's talk about the program. Let's talk about what it offers and some benefits you might get from it. This is not a 5-hour long podcast. It's going to be a pretty short one. So I'm not going to cover all the benefits that could possibly, you know, come from this amazing program that's been around for a very, very long time, starting with the Oxford Group and then moving into AA and the Big Book, written by Bill W. and Dr. Bob. And so it started with AA. And then it branched out to a lot of different 12-step programs that can help people come to a place of abstinence, sobriety, and yes, recovery by working through the 12 steps, engaging in meetings, and leaning into a relationship with a sponsor who's gone before you. All right. So breaking it down a tad, I like to recommend as a therapist working with my clients who are entering into a recovery process. So most of these clients I'm referring to, they are in a preparation stage of change. They're not in denial about their disease. Okay. So they're not in pre-contemplation. They're not just contemplating like maybe this is not healthy for me. They've already identified like, yes, this is problematic behavior and I am preparing now for a change. And so that's when I might introduce, okay, well, let's talk about a 12-step program. Okay, that could help you on this journey. And so I might ask them to identify a program that resonates with them. I would probably make some suggestions given their history with both chemicals and behaviors. There are some specific ones that, of course, I'm going to recommend for sexual compulsivity, and that's SAA. Okay, there's also SA. I typically recommend SAA, it's a little less rigid. And so I would point them in the direction of some local ones, whether they're virtual or in person. I prefer for people to engage in person because of the benefits that they're going to get socially and just the benefits that their nervous system is going to receive and the opportunities to kind of like show up early, leave late, have those conversations outside of the structured meeting. And so depending again on somebody's recovery journey, I would probably recommend at first that they try to attend 90 meetings in 90 days. We call that a 90 and 90 because of what happens brain chemistry wise when you engage in a familiar or a new activity for 90 days in a row. All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's direct impact with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes. It happens within the brain too when you're looking at a recovery process of healing. There's so much that happens in 90 days. So if you could commit or would be so willing to commit to 90 days of your meeting, I think that would be great. And for a lot of people who want to attend SA, there might not be 90 meetings in 90 days unless you're incorporating also some virtual options, which I do recommend. There's a lot of different ways to work in 90 meetings. You might also have a history with drugs and alcohol and want to incorporate either an NA or an AA meeting as well. You might also want to try a SLA meeting, which is SLAA for sex and love addicts. You might also consider attending, in addition, an Al-Anon meeting. Maybe you struggle with codependency. Maybe codependency is at the core of your sexual compulsivity, and in which case I would recommend you kind of combine those together. And then I would suggest go, listen, be present. Try to notice yourself and all of the resistance that comes up as you enter into that space. Try to notice and be mindful of all of the ways you are trying not to fit in to that group. It is very natural to come in with that mindset and to be acutely hyper aware of all of the ways that your story doesn't sound like that person's story, therefore this place is not for me. Okay, I ask people to go be present, pay attention to that, notice that naturally coming up, and then make a conscious effort to identify with each person's share or to identify with what is being read, depending on the type of meeting that you're attending, or maybe what the speaker, if it's a speaker meeting, is sharing. Identify with one thing that resonates with your story, with your lived experience. Okay, and you will find somebody. I also say, please show up early to those meetings. Please leave late. Please consider engaging in one conversation. Please maybe find out who would be willing to give their number. Okay, and so people who have a significant amount of recovery, abstinence, sobriety, they're often willing to give out their numbers for you to call if you are in a extremely triggered space, if you're on a slippery slope for relapse, or just to engage regularly to feel connected and a part of something, again, bigger than yourself, which is what a group provides. It's what a 12-step program can provide, is something outside of yourself that is there solely to help restore you to healing, insanity. So for some people, these meetings become their higher power. We could talk more about that later, but I think initially that can be very healthy. So attend the meetings, listen, open your ears, open your mind, you know, pay attention to resistance, come early, stay late, have a conversation, grab a phone number. Okay, start to ask questions and get curious as you're attending these meetings on a daily basis. Start to listen to people's story and see who maybe in that meeting is available to be a sponsor, which means they've worked the 12 steps and they have, you know, at least 12 to 24 months clean and sober working the program. And you might really resonate with their story. If you do, see if they're willing to take on a sponsee, because it is very powerful and very helpful to have a person to provide that safety, security, and accountability by checking in with them daily. These check-ins don't need to be a 10-minute conversation. Oftentimes, they are a text message saying, hey, today was a great day, or today is a really crappy day. I didn't know that, you know, I was going to get served with these divorce papers and it hit me out of the blue, you know? So it does not have to be a massive investment of time, but it does have to be a priority, which is, you know, your top priority is sobriety, right? Early on. And so this is one of those things that's going to fuel that. So attending the meetings, coming early, staying late, getting people's numbers, actually being willing to call those numbers, especially in time of need, listening for either a temporary sponsor or a sponsor that you really want to work with, who's available to work with you and work towards your steps. So, I mean, it's okay to interview that sponsor. It's okay for them to interview you. Y'all might not be a good fit. That's fine. It's absolutely fine. That's what temporary sponsors are for. And then the other thing that's available to you is this thing called the Big Book. So we call it the Green Book for SAA. And the Green Book is something that you can start to work through to read. You can do that with your temporary sponsor, your sponsor. You can do that as part of the meetings if you're going to a Big Book reading. So that's some literature to engage. And the goal is to connect with it. The goal is to see yourself in it, you know, not to, you know, fall into that pattern of resistance that says, because this doesn't sound just like me, I'm not in the right space. Trust your therapist, please, when they say, you're in the right space. This is the program for you, okay? It's very natural to feel, I don't know, like, this isn't for me. I don't fit in here. These people are really sick and I don't quite rise to that level of dysfunction. That's very natural and that's okay. The other thing that happens as part of some meetings, not all meetings in SAA, but you also might have chips associated with it. And some people don't use chips that look kind of like poker chips. Sometimes people use marbles, or they use rocks, or they use keychains, or they use different things that symbolizes the amount of sobriety and recovery that you have achieved. Okay, this is useful for a lot of different ways. It's not to create shame if you've had a relapse, okay? But it is to indicate to other people, without you having to share, that you have had a relapse in behavior and you might need some special attention, okay? And I do think that's important. There is a way to indicate that I have had a lapse or a relapse, right? Like, you've indicated that without having to open your mouth or actually hear yourself say it. And I think that is to minimize shame, not to cause shame, okay, or to exacerbate the shame that is already there following a relapse. I also think it's really helpful to watch the people who pick up, we'll say, chips for, you know, that they've had multiple years, because those are the people you might want to pay attention to approach, to see if they are in a position of taking on a sponsee. Okay, so I think this is very beneficial. There are a lot of different parts of the program. I haven't even gotten into the 12 steps, which I know we touch on here or there throughout the season and throughout multiple seasons, that address trauma recovery. But you know, this is just a glimpse at the 12-step program and why I think, even though you might have that initial resistance and be like, this is some bleep that I don't want to hear, that resistance really often means you need to hear it. You don't want to hear it because you really need to hear it. You might not be ready for it, but you still need it. And that's probably why your therapist is recommending it in addition to your therapy, your one-on-one therapy, your group therapy. If you're coming out of residential, it's definitely going to be something that they want you to engage immediately so that you can stay on the up and up when it comes to the progress you've already made. So I hope that you found this beneficial. I hope that if you are one of those billions of people who are on the fence about this program, that you'll be willing to dip your toe, that you'll engage the way that we discussed today for 90 days and then see if it is or is not for you. Nothing has to be permanent. Nothing has to be forever. It's just something to try that has helped so many people. And if you really lean into it, it might help you as well. And we just want this process to be, you know, everything that we know it can be for you. So we hope that you'll engage, and I will see you same time, same place next time. If you have any questions with regards to, I'll say, I want to use the term spiritual abuse, but if you have had a bias implanted or trauma from attending or being part of or having a loved one or a family member attend 12-step programming and it's left a bad taste in your mouth, we're definitely open to hearing about that as well, because we understand that that trauma endured or experienced, even secondary trauma experienced from other people, could be a barrier to you participating in this program, and we want to eliminate any barriers where possible. So please do not hesitate to reach out and share that with us. All right, thanks so much. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein.
Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys. Hey, are you annoyed and overstimulated when shopping in person? I am. Do you suffer from sticker shock when you see the inflated prices at your local grocer? Yes. Hello, have you actually seen the prices of eggs lately? And heaven forbid you try to eat healthy, sustainable, eco-friendly, cruelty-free, or nutritious foods. It is outrageous. Well, here's how you can cut out the middleman and all that frustration. Thrive Market gives control back to its shoppers and offers sustainable, quality products that stores either run out of or they just don't carry. Thrive Market is a $5, that's right, you heard it here, $5 monthly membership market, and all products are curated to your specific dietary needs and interests. Why wouldn't you try Thrive Market? It's a no-brainer. So click the link in our show notes to get 30% off your first purchase and get a $60 free gift when you become a member of Thrive Market. Why take a chance of missing out on your favorite items and discovering new flavors? Join Thrive Market today. All right, scroll to our show notes, click the link, and enjoy your savings now. Back to our show.